Well, praise God. We are so glad that each and every single one of you had the opportunity to join us here on the Master's Call. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we love you. We honor you. We thank you. We extol your greatness because you are good. You are worthy to be praised. We thank you for the founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, Father. And we thank you, Lord, for everyone that is traveling, Lord. We thank you for the Diaz de Leon family, Father. We thank you that registration is going well and it will continue in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you even for our brothers and our sisters that are en route and for those who were not able to come, but we know, Lord God, that they are one with us just as we are one with them, and we will share, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And as the speaker comes forward, Father, Pastor Kitson, we thank you, Lord, that the word that was downloaded into his belly, Father, it is going to come out, Father God. It's going to be anointed. It's going to be for the proper time, Father. Each one of us, we will be able to receive it. We will hear it. We will do it. And we will make sure we impart it into others in the mighty name of Jesus. Well, TMC family, God bless each one of you. Have a terrific Friday. This is Minister Robin down here in Orlando. I'm going to give it to my victorious sister in the Lord. Minister Tiffany, are you there?
I am, Minister Robin. Can you hear me?
I can. God bless you.
Wow, wow, wow. Well, God bless you, Minister Robin. Thank you so much for seating us and greeting us on this terrific Friday. And I'm so glad to hear that you have made it to Orlando safely, and I pray that the favor, the blessings, and increase of God will be upon you and each and every single one of you who have dialed into the Master's Call. Thank you so much for that anointed prayer, and we're going to go ahead and move this call forward. God morning, God morning, God morning, TMC family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside here in Southern California, and I welcome you with the warmest of kingdom greetings in the name of Jesus Christ to the Master's Call. And so on behalf of our founders here on the Master's Call, our Ambassador of Artists International, Dr. P.K. Roberts, and our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, I welcome each one of you to the Master's Call. And I thank you for dialing in, because when you dial in, the mission statement for this call is that your life will be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as you begin your day. So each day here, Monday through Friday on the Master's Call, we have been praying, we have had a word, and then we close this call in prayer, and then today is Friday, so every single Friday, we go ahead and hear your praise reports, your prayer requests, and your testimony. So I'm excited to hear what we're going to hear from you on this day, and we've been doing this ever since October the 25th of 2010, and if you are visiting us for the first time, we welcome you, and we want to let you know that we have a website where all of our messages have been archived. So we invite each one of you in your spare time to go online to our website, which is www.themasterscall.net. www.themasterscall.net. You will see our prayer directives for the conference that's going on right now, and we ask that you continue to pray those prayer directives that are online, that you would be in unity and one accord and in love with us in agreement as we stand with the 9 prayer directives that have been given for each and every single one of us. Also, if you are in need of someone to stand in agreement in prayer with you, if you have questions or you have a desire to be a part of this ministry, then we invite you to send us an email to info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net. We will definitely see your request and respond to you. If you are currently out there in Orlando, Florida, on Sunday morning, we will be having our praise and worship service and anointing of the hand service. So if you on this line are a servant, you're really willing to usher, you're willing to be a part of the praise team, then I invite you to reach out to us by sending an email today to info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net, or you have heard Minister Robin say that she's there, Dr. Vanessa is there, and our ambassador, Dr. PK, is there. Whisper in their ear and let them know that you want to be a part of the service on Sunday. Immediately following this call every day, we have the awesome opportunity to head over to the morning motivational call where we are motivated to be ministers in the marketplace. So you want to make sure that you dial in after this call to hear the excitement at 530-881-1300 and the PIN code 539598 pound. And that call is the founder and visionary for that call is none other than Godmother Platinum President Dorothy Cook, and I cannot wait to hear her voice immediately following this call. If you are an artistpreneur on this line today, I want to let you know that you just got paid. So check your back office and make sure that you do the appropriate things to make sure that you are connected and established in Artist International. And if you don't know what Artist International is and you hear us saying Artist International, then I invite you to go back to the person who invited you to this line, whether they posted it on Facebook or they told you to dial in, ask them to share with you what Artist International is all about. So at this time, I'm not going to delay any longer with announcements, but I believe I have given you everything that you need at this present time. But it is time to hear what thus says the Lord this morning. And so our speaker for this morning, Bishop Horace Kitson, he is the fourth son of the late Bishop Eric Kitson. He was ordained as a pastor in the Glorious Church of God in 1974. He was the pastor of Banbury Glorious Church of God in Jamaica in 1976 to 1982. He is married to Lorna M. Doley, and they were married in 1976, and he migrated to the United States in 1981. He has two beautiful daughters and one granddaughter. He currently serves as pastor of the House of Prayer and Praise in Orlando, bishop-elect of the House of Prayer and Praise in Jamaica, and soon-to-be platinum Bishop C. Horace Kitson. He currently has a book, and the book is titled, Is the Bible Really True? So if you don't have that book, then I invite you to reach out to Bishop Horace Kitson and find out how you can get that book too. So at this time, it is definitely an honor for me, a privilege for me, and a pleasure to me to bring to you definitely a kingdom builder and a world changer, a mighty, mighty, mighty man appointed by God. This morning, our speaker for the day, Bishop Horace Kitson. Bishop Kitson, are you out there today?
Yes, I am out in sunny Orlando. Can you hear me, Minister Tiffany?
I hear you loud and clear. To God be the glory. I am glad to know that you are in Orlando, and the platform is yours.
Thank you very much. It's a privilege of mine this morning to welcome those of you who are in Orlando. I will be seeing you later, and it's great to be on the call today. This is our convention, and it is also our Father's Day weekend. I want to extend a special greeting to Dr. PK, Dr. Vanessa, And those of you who have stood faithful to the mission, where we can be enriched, we can be empowered, as well as we can be enhanced on this, our call, our TMC call. So we are excited to know that we have this privilege, and I will be sharing with you this weekend in regards to our Father's Day weekend and how important fathers are. I remember back in Jamaica as just a young lad growing up in my father's house. I was led to the Lord when I was about 10 and a half. Then in middle school, I strayed from the Lord, and between the ages of 14 to 18, I actually followed my three older brothers. It was a big family of us, seven of us. And we started hiding from church. We stopped going to church. And it was way back in 1965 when our dad sat down with us and he got the word of God and he said to us, a wise son hears his father's instruction. Thank God that our father knew the word of God and he was able to sit down with us, and that day literally changed our lives, and eventually we recommitted our lives to the Lord. I have two brothers in Jamaica who are pastors right now, and I am here in Orlando and I am over the churches. We have about six churches, five in Jamaica, one in Orlando. And I am currently the bishop over the church. Thank God for a father who accepted the role. Fathers are called to be protectors of the family, the moral as well as the emotional leader in the family. It was the Promise Keepers who say that when fathers come to Christ, 90 to 95% of the time, the whole family follows. That's how important the fathers lead. Jesus said that for us to spoil the goods in a man's house, you must first bind this strong man. So the adversary, he has made every effort to, as it were, shut the fathers down. Because when he does that, then he will be able to destroy our families. And we can see that all over the place where the devil has, as it were, shut down the fathers. And the struggle continues. Well, today we will just share a few words on the need for praying fathers. Why are praying fathers so needed? The words of God say in Malachi chapter 4 and verse 6 that if God doesn't turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, he said the prophet Elijah would do that. John the Baptist started it. And the hearts of the children to the fathers, then God said he will come and smite the earth with a curse. In other words, if fathers' hearts are not turned towards our children, and if we don't pray that the children's hearts will be turned towards God, then the curse is spreading all over the world. And what the adversary has succeeded in doing, it is causing us as men, instead of loving God and leading our families in prayer, now we are busy with sports and so many other things that consume us as fathers. But we are praying this Father's Day weekend that God will turn the hearts of the fathers back towards our children and the hearts of the children back towards our fathers. So fathers need to pray about the relationship that we have with our children. Then as we pray, why are praying fathers needed? So we can align ourselves with God's will. And we will be able to say like Joshua in Joshua 24 and verse 15, he said to the people, you can choose who you want to serve, whether you want to serve the God whom your father served or you want to serve the true God. And Joshua went on to say, but as for me, oh my Lord, as for me and my house. First of all, fathers, we have to align ourselves with the will of God. So this is why Joshua said, as for me. I don't know how many fathers are listening to me today, but it is dependent on us. If we can get to the place, align ourselves with the will of God, and we ask the women to pray for us. It says, Joshua said, as for me, first of all, I had to make the decision. At 18 years ago, I didn't know, when I was 18, over 40 years ago, I did not know that my decision would have affected my children and now my grandchildren and people all over the world. So Joshua said, as for me and then my house, we will serve the Lord. So God waits to hear the word of the fathers so as to bring to pass our word. God wants to bring to pass our word. The second point why we need praying fathers in this time here and in this Father's Day weekend is that we can have a profound effect on our children. In Psalm 78 and verse 3, the psalmist Asaph, he writes. Verse 1 says, give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old. And he went on to say, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. So fathers, as fathers, we have the responsibility to tell our children about God's way. We can share with them stories. My father did that with me. He told me once my mother was sick, and he went into the room and he prayed, and the Lord delivered her. We can share with our grandchildren what the Lord has done for our children. We have the responsibility as fathers to, as it were, bridge the gap between our fathers and our children. And not only our children, but verse 4 says, we will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come the praises of God. So now I have the responsibility to share with the grandchildren what the Lord has done for our generation as well as our children's generation, as well as share with them what the Lord did for my father and my mother. What a privilege we have as fathers that we can have such a profound effect on our children. Why are we doing this? The word went on to say, when we share with them what God has done, then the generation to come might know about them. Even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children, that they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments. So as we share with our children and share with their children, then they have the opportunity to set their hope in God. And that's the effect that praying fathers can have on our children as well as our grandchildren, helping them to set their hope in God. And in this time when there is so much confusion, isn't it something to see our children get married? Oh, my father, and to see them start out in life with the blessings of God. Because some years ago, I became a praying father. I made a choice some years ago, according to Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 18 and 19. When Moses said, I call heaven and earth to bear record that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing, choose life that both you and your seed may live and may serve the Lord, keep his commandments. So you see, way back there, I made a choice. I didn't know it would have such a profound effect on my children. And now my grandchildren, thank God that my seed have been affected because I became a praying father. How can a father become a praying man. The first thing the father has to do, he has to connect himself with his heavenly father. For a father to become a praying man, he has to know his heavenly father. So John 1 and verse 12 says, but as many as received him, Jesus, he came unto his own, the Jews, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. So now we are reconnected to our heavenly Father because we have repented of our sins and we have trusted Jesus Christ. So as we reconnect to our heavenly Father, reconciled, then we need to connect with a praying man. We have to find someone who is a praying man. And the disciples in St. Luke chapter 11, they heard Jesus praying, and it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray. What a request. The disciples heard and they saw Jesus pray. And I trust that as fathers, we will connect ourselves with a man who is a praying man, because we will be able to copy, we'll be able to learn from him. And Jesus taught his disciples how to pray. Thank God we are teaching men and women also how to pray. Because all over the place, there is so much confusion in prayer. And people are praying and they say, Father God, Father God, Father God, just vain repetition. Jesus taught his disciples to pray. And we need someone, I'm telling you, to help us to pray. We can connect with men like E.M. Bounds, a man of prayer, in his book, George Mueller. And we can learn some things about praying. So let me conclude by saying a praying father, a wise son or daughter, hears his father's instruction. Thank God I listened to my father back there. Also, a wise father makes decisions that affect his seed. And we see that in Deuteronomy 30, verses 19 through 20. And then John writes into the fathers in 1 John 2 and verse 14. He says, Fathers, I write unto you because you have known him that is from the beginning. You see, fathers, we know our past generation. We know the God of our fathers. And now, fathers, we can connect with our own hearts so that we can share with our families. I trust this Father's Day that fathers will make the commitment to become praying men. A praying father will come into truth. He will connect with his own heart. Then he will be able to share what God has done with his family, and also to share it with the generation to come. As for me, Joshua said, and my house, we will serve the Lord. The Lord bless you. Thank you for listening. Have a great time in Orlando. See some of you later. And the Lord bless you. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Wow. Thank you so much, Bishop Kitson, for that profound and powerful message on fathers. And to you from the TMC family, we say happy Father's Day to you, and we celebrate you, and not only you, to all the men that are on the line this morning, happy, happy Father's Day. And I will be calling you back to give us our benediction for this morning before we go into part two. But let us go to God in prayer. Majestic and powerful and mighty God, we thank you for this day that you have made, God. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, God, that you allowed for us to wake up into this a new day where there is new promises and new possibilities in store for each of us. So we thank you, God, for the man of God, Bishop Kitson, as he explained to us the role that fathers should have in our lives, oh God. And I pray increase for him and his ministry and his family in the name of Jesus, Father. And I thank you for each and every TMC family member that dialed in this morning and those that will listen later, God. I pray that you would continue to surround them with your favor, that they will walk in your love, your joy, and your peace, Father, and that your anointing will go before them, around them, above them, beneath them, God. I decree and declare that every single need that they have will be met in the name of Jesus, because you said that you are our shepherd and that we shall not want for anything, God. So that tells me that everything has been supplied because of your riches and glory. So we thank you and we praise you in advance, oh God. And I speak healing on the line this morning. I speak deliverance on the line. I speak salvation in the name of Jesus. And I decree and declare that the Artist Empowerment Conference will be great, Father, that every single need will be met, that every speaker that speaks that what you have desired for them to say, that it will be said and received in the name of Jesus. I come against animosity, confusion, and chaos right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus on this line right now. I plead the blood of Jesus over the Empowerment Conference. I lift up the kings of artists to you, and I pray that everything that you have given them to do, that it will be done in Jesus' name. And for those that are traveling, God, I speak that your angels will guide them safely to Orlando, and that everything will be met in Jesus' name, oh God. As far as the registration is concerned, everyone will be registered, oh God. Continue to open up doors, and as they hit the streets, as artists hit the streets in Orlando, Florida, I pray that they will draw people to the opportunity meeting tonight that will say, wow, how did I miss this artist international thing, but that they will know when they walk into the room that they have stepped into a great thing, oh God. So as we continue to go forth in Orlando, Florida, June 13th, 14th, and 15th, God, I pray that you will rain down upon the Empowerment Conference. I lift up the Diaz de Leon family to you, and I pray as they're traveling that you will bring them safely to Orlando, Florida, oh God. And for every single one, Father, I just speak that your presence will be powerful, God. And I thank you for this divine and appointed time that we have had on the line this day, God. And so I give your name the glory. I give you the honor. And I give you the praise. And I decree and declare that these things will be so in the name of Jesus. Amen, 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 and amen. To God
Hallelujah.
Be the glory for the great and new things that he is doing in our lives. So as I have said, the Empowerment Conference started today, the 13th of June. It will go on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Truly, we are celebrating all the fathers of Artists International as a whole, and all the fathers who are not yet connected to Artists International as of yet. But we know that God is doing mighty things. So happy, happy Father's Day to each and every single father. We celebrate you. We hope that you will have a terrific Friday and a terrific weekend. Remember, immediately following this call, we're going to be headed over to the Morning Motivational Call, where they will be live in the suite in Orlando, Florida at a Marriott World Resort. So we invite you to dial in to 530-881-1300. But remember, if you have a prayer request, a praise report, or a testimony that you would like to share this morning, then hang on to the master's call, because we will give you the opportunity to share with us in a few minutes. So remember, you are a great member, a minister in the marketplace. I look forward to hearing the great and the new things that God is doing in your lives. We love you here on the Master's Call and cannot wait to hear you back on Monday, God willing.
We look forward to hearing the excitement of what God is doing in Orlando, Florida. So remember, go out and breathe that great minister in the marketplace that you are. We love you more here on the Master's Call. And at this time, Bishop Kitson, can you come back and give us our benediction? And then immediately following the benediction, the next voice that you will hear on the line will be none other than the co-founder of this, the Master's Call, our mother eagle, who is already in Orlando, Florida, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Bishop Kitson, the platform is yours.
Thank you very much, Minister Tiffany. And let us just do the benediction. I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among those that are sanctified. Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace, both now and forevermore. Amen. The Lord bless you. Thank you very much.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Bishop, for that profound word of prayer. Okay, I was just taking notes, and I'm going to preach that, I tell you, wherever I go. And the first time, Bishop, I'll give you credit, but you know, by that second or third time, we're going to just say, well, hallelujah, because that was a nugget, a word from the throne of God. The statistics that you reminded us, the importance spiritually, naturally, of the role of the Father. So again, we thank you. I'm looking forward to hugging your neck later on while we're in your fair city, man of God. It'll be so good to see you, and hopefully we'll get to see your wife with you and just celebrate and fellowship on the awesome things that God is doing in us and through us. I always want to salute you, man of God, because whenever we call on you here at the Master's Call, you are so willing in your busy schedule to come and make time for us, and you always bring such wisdom, and we glean such strength. So thank you, and happy Father's Day to you. And again, I look forward to saying it to you personally as I'm here in your fair city. Amen. And to
Amen.
Our thank you, and to our dear Miss Tiffany, Minister Tiffany, Miss Sunshine, thank you as always for hosting that call. I tell you, I said we can stop at that prayer meeting right now. Homegirl taking us in this morning in prayer. We salute you, and we thank God for our prayer warrior, our prayer general, Minister Robin, who I look forward to also seeing later on today, who's here in Orlando. And many of you all that we heard shout out, I heard Godmother, and definitely Platinum President Marie and several others, that we are going to have a great time. We're family, being here together. In Orlando and just part of the family of Artists International. We praise God for all of you on the live today. I tell you, many of you all may not have been able to make it, but you're here in spirit, and definitely we thank you for the prayers of the righteous. Man of God talked about a praying father today. Many of you have been so faithful as prayer warriors in the trenches, front line, praying for our conference, praying for our company, praying for God to do awesome things in our lives as ministers in the marketplace. And we do not take that lightly. To God be the glory. And on behalf of our co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts, and myself, we thank you for just believing in this vision. When we started it back October 25th, 2010, I can't believe how the time has flown. Our heart, our mandate, and the mission of this call is to always speak truth, speak light, words of encouragement into your spirits each and every day, but to also be midwives of prayer. Midwives can be a man or a woman. We're talking about birthing the will of God in the land, in our lives, in our company of Artists International. And we always take this time on Friday to stop and pause and hear your prayer requests, because there's power in prayer. Always go to that profound scripture and remind the devil in Deuteronomy 32, that 30th verse says, one could put a thousand to flight, but two could put 10,000 to flight. And I'm a math major. I like those kind of statistics. And it reminds me, as I see with my prophetic eye, the legions of angels that go and do our bidding as we come together and pray. So we want to take time now and pray and hear your praise reports. You know, let us know when God has showed up and showed out in our lives. The very first prayer request that we do have, for those who may not know, our old Dr. P.K. Roberts, they're celebrating the life of her sister-in-law, Connie Roberts, who had come to be with the Lord earlier this week. She had been a survivor of sickle cell anemia for many, many years and gone in regularly for her treatments and just went in for a regularly scheduled one, and all organs start shedding down, and now she's in the presence of our Lord and Savior. So Dr. PK will be heading down to Savannah, where the family is, be at that homegoing celebration. So we want to cover our co-founder, our ambassador of artists, as she goes to stand beside the family members. She said that's been her sister-in-law for over 30 years, and she's been married to David and been part of the Roberts family. So this is a little hard on her, of course, many of you all understand, because she still is walking through the celebration of life of David. So just keep her covered for traveling mercies from here in Orlando down to Savannah. I think she told me it was about a four-hour drive. And, you know, you can't plan and schedule things. And even though this is our Empowerment Weekend, her priority has to be and rightfully is her family. So we think she'll be back by Sunday, but I'm not sure. But you know what? I know I've got a great team of people who will be there with us, and the Word of God will go forth with Pastor Michael Johnson. But I do want, as a TMC family, to really call out Dr. P.K. Roberts' name. Let her feel the prayer of the righteous and the Roberts family as they are again celebrating the life of Connie Roberts, her sister-in-law of many, many years, who is now in the presence of our Lord and Savior. So with that being said, we are continuing to pray for our artists conference, Empowerment Conference. Looking forward to, again, seeing everybody. Got in safely yesterday. Again, thank you for your prayers. And Minister Robin got in safely, and I heard Miss Jackie on the line is here safely, and so many others of you that I've not seen yet will definitely be seeing. We know that the men of God, our kings of artists, have worked and prepared a buffet spread of excellence for us to enjoy. And we're just here to gleam, to grow, and to soar as the eagles that we are. So if you have a prayer request or a praise report, please hit star 6 and come into the queue, and we'll take those prayer requests and praise reports. And then for many of us, we're going to go right on over to the MMC call. And there, I know we're taking new shout-outs as people are coming in from all over into Orlando. I flew in yesterday with Executive President Candy Mosley and Della holding it down with her beautiful 5-year-old daughter, her fiance, and it was her daughter's first time flying. And I just have to say this real quick, and it was so precious. And the plane had a lot of turbulence coming in, but they said it was expected because they had a storm come through here in Orlando, and so they held up our flight for 30 minutes there in Houston before we took off. And many kids were on the plane, of course, going to Disney World. And when that plane was going up and down, those kids were like, "Oh, I like to do it again." And I didn't realize that it just came out of me. I said, "Okay, kids, this is not a holy roller coaster. Let us pray." And everybody started laughing, but we got in safely through the turbulence and all. I think the kids thought that was an early prelude of the rides that they're going to have here in Disney. But we are all here safely, and many more are driving, coming in, so continue to cover them in prayer. Just have one in queue right now, so we're going to go to her, ending at 0089 from Houston. Good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning. Good morning, Pastor Vanessa. This is Sharon. My praise report is that we did make it here safely yesterday as well, and we're enjoying Orlando. Brought my mom with me, excited about that, but she's had some kind of allergic reaction, and so her top lip is swollen, so I'm calling for prayer for her. And I want to pray, I know that we're going to get a lot of teaching and learning here, but my prayer request for the conference is that if there's anybody here that does not know Jesus, has not encountered the real Savior or have a real relationship with him, that they would be pointed toward him, that he would, they would draw to him, and he's already promised he would draw nigh to us if we do that. And that's my prayer request.
And what's your mother's first name, Sharon?
Her name is Ethel.
Okay, we definitely will lift up Mother Ethel this morning. Okay.
Thank you. God bless y'all. Look to see in the praise team maybe tonight.
Okay. Do you have any special announcements you want to give the team while they're on the line for those who are interested in being part of your praise team?
Okay. Looking for all the worshipers. If you are interested in worshiping and helping to bring in God's glory on Sunday, please text me your name and your number, and my number is 832-435-0089. Again, 832-435-0089.
All righty. Well, I look forward to hugging your neck later on today, getting to see you also when we get all checked in this afternoon. All right. Thank you so much. And we've been definitely praying for you because we know you will definitely do what God has anointed you to do, which is usher us into the presence of God with praise and worship. I don't know, for those of you who are here, they changed the time on us again to give us more time. Services from 7:30, ooh, hallelujah, to 9:30, because at first we were going to only have an hour and all. I was like, ooh, but they increased the time from 7:30 to 9:30. So then, Minister Sharon, you'll have your full 20, 30 minutes to do praise and worship so that we can really saturate the heavens and change the atmosphere in that ballroom, so that God be glorified. So we're looking forward to an awesome, awesome time. So thank you so much. And I see all the way from Philadelphia. Are you here, Ms. Siobhan? Good morning. Welcome to the TMC call.
Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. I am finally here in Orlando.
Good morning.
Indeedy. Good morning. I want to just thank all of our Master's Call family and those that have been praying, as you said, about the directives that was given online, because of the fact that yesterday my roommate now, so this is actually a quick testimony. My roommate and I, we started out at 12:30 at the airport. And, of course, not only was it raining in Philly, but we heard that how it was raining here in Florida.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And so, of course, our flight got canceled. So we were supposed to leave at 2:30. And then so they moved us to saying that we would leave out at 4-something. Well, that didn't happen. Then they moved it to 6:35. Then they changed it to 7:55. And then they said, no. You guys are actually going to leave out at 9:10. When we finally get on, we board the plane at about 9:10-ish, and so it's like, great, we're going somewhere. We sat on the tarmac at Philadelphia. Now we're on the plane, but we sat out on the runway for a whole hour before we then finally took off. So we got into Orlando at 1-ish in the morning, and praise the Lord that one of our team members who had drove down from Philadelphia was willing to come to the airport and pick us up and give us a ride to the hotel. So I tell you, we are so excited this morning, though, to be here and to be able to just celebrate with the artist family this 25 miraculous years. And I just ask for prayer for those additional folks that are still coming from their various homes here to Orlando. And just thank you, Master's Call family, so much. And I know we're just going to have a glorious time this weekend.
God bless. Oh, man. Shoot, you made me say, wow, what were we fussing about? We were sitting out there for just about 35 minutes because of the weather. You had a real scenic journey to get here, but we are so glad that you persevered and that you are here safely. That's all that matters. Just get you some good rest today, and we'll be raring and ready to go tonight and can't wait to hug your neck also. And I'm glad that many from your Philly team have made it down. All righty. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, I think this is Miss Deborah from New York. I know it's a New York number. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. Good morning, artist family. This is Deborah from New York. And I'm praising God that I received favor to get a flight for today.
We're praying for you.
Yes, thank you very much. I mean, we have some weather forecast here. It's raining and very foggy, but I believe in God. It will all clear up for me to travel out and see you guys later on today.
Okay.
I'm excited because I'm hearing the excitement on the call.
Yeah, we are. It's a rumor camp. Rama camp always says, I'm excited. We are. We are. We are just so excited about being here. And I tell you, with that word from Bishop this morning, we ought to be very excited to honor this Father's Day weekend. We were praying for you. I heard when you said you were not feeling well and weren't able to make that flight yesterday, we just immediately began to lock an agreement that God would give you favor and traveling mercies. And I just speak it and decree it that I'll be hugging your neck later on today,
amen,
tonight, and seeing you at our opportunity meeting tonight. I tell you, the Jump Out Sisters, they are so funny. Many of you all know and have heard the testimony again and again of Platinum President Dorothy Cook and Marie Preston and Frickin' Fracka together. They put all their little outfits that they put on when they go out recruiting. And when they first started with Artist Now, going into 7 years ago, it was nothing for them to jump out of a car and ask that famous question, do you know anybody who wants to drop 2 to 3 dress sizes with no diet, exercise, surgery, or pills? And how about you? And I mean, they have just been heavily recruiting since they hit the city limits, and they put on these scrubs and had their little studs on it with artists on it. It is so precious, and I hope you all get here early enough to see them. But they are on the move all through that hotel and everywhere they're going. So we're just excited that the energy is back. We are grateful for being here, and we had a bishop welcome us into the city this morning with that powerful message. All things are just lining up. So, Deborah, you get on that plane today, and we're just believing for a safe travel and mercy for you to get here, and we'll see you later on today. Amen?
Yes, you will. Amen.
All right. Are there any other prayer requests before we go to the Lord in prayer so that everybody can? Good morning again, Ms. Sunshine. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so Sharon Showers, I hope you're still on the line listening to me. If you have Multiplex, please give your mom Multiplex, or if you don't have it, please find someone in the hotel who has Artist Multiplex. Go ahead and have her drink that Multiplex 3 times a day, but not only that, take a little bit of it and rub it on her lips so that it could start working. So the Artist Multiplex, of course, have her start drinking the Lviv, but 3 times today, so morning and afternoon, and then one more time in the evening, and continue to do that for the next 3 days. All right, that's it.
You got that, Minister Sharon?
I do have that. I do have my Multiplex, my Pro Digest, and my lovely here from last time, my sister Songbird.
You know, if anybody's going to have the remedy from the Artist Archives of Glory, it'd be Miss Tiffany, and we so thank you for that. Amen. All right, one of our other fellow prayer warriors, good morning, Minister Willa from Chicago. How are you today?
Good morning, and God's blessings to all of you in Orlando. I am calling to just tell you Kenan has a job interview today, so please keep him in prayer.
Oh, definitely, definitely. I tell you, I can't wait to meet Kenan. I'm going to tell him all the temple we have set up because of the call of God on his life. No, that's all it means, that he is just highly favored, and favor just attracts the enemy like dark bugs on a dark country road with the light. And he's going to definitely come forth as pure gold. So we'll pray for his job interview today. Do you know the time?
It's at 11 o'clock your time. You know, he's in the interview is in Naples, Florida. So
okay,
you guys
okay.
are yeah. So you it's your time, 11 o'clock Florida time.
Okay, for Ken's job interview. I am definitely writing this down.
I am waiting to hear him say, Mom, I got an offer, okay?
He will, and that's what we're going to lock an agreement with you.
Amen.
That's the word. All right, thank you, Mother. A mother's praying, a praying mother, too. A praying father, but a praying mother. It's truly what he has. He is so blessed. Thank you, Miss Willa, and you have a blessed weekend. All right, we have one more hop on, 6003. Good morning, welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning, Pastor Vanessa. This is Jackie.
Good morning, Miss Jackie. How are you today?
I am so excited.
Okay.
Listen, I'm thanking and praising God for getting here and getting here safely. I, too, encountered the storm, and we had to reroute our plane because we were in the midst of the storm to kind of avoid it and come back into the airport. Then we had to sit on the tarmac for quite a while to even come into the gates, but we're here safely. I arrived Wednesday, and all is well.
Amen.
And I'm glad to hear about Starvon. I was inquiring about her yesterday, and the sisters told me that she was in having some difficulties getting here, so we prayed together, so I'm glad that she made it. I'm looking forward to hugging everybody's neck, and like I said, I'm so excited. Oh, I'm so excited. But my prayer request is I left my home, and I left my home in charge with a 19-year-old. So Caleb is watching over everything at home and my automobile. So I'm asking you to keep him in prayer that he will do the manly and right thing, and all will be well when I return.
All right, grandmother. We're going to pray for Caleb to be godly in his attitude and actions, okay?
Yes. Thank you very much.
Okay. Praise God. That is precious. That's true. A 19-year-old with a car and a house. Hallelujah. We're going to pray for godly attitude and actions there. All right. And that all will be well when you return. Are there any other prayer requests before prayer? I do want you all to pray because I cannot find my driver's license. I know I had it, of course, to get on the plane, but when I was checking in here last night looking for it, I could not find it anywhere. And so I'm not spazzing because I'll work it out some kind of way to get back home. But just pray that I will find my driver's license and all will be well. I'm just too happy to let anything, too blessed to be stressed. But if you all could pray for us, sister, to find those driver's license, we would greatly appreciate it. All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, first we just say thank you. Thank you for bringing so many of us here safely. Thank you for, as you are still bringing others in safely with traveling mercies, just cloak us with your blood, your protection, and your provision. That we lift up our dear ambassador, Dr. P.K. Roberts and the entire Roberts family, as they celebrate the life of Connie Roberts. Father, it was so sudden and so startling to many of them, but you are the one who gives us peace. You are the one who comforts us. Father, I pour that same strength, the joy of the Lord, into Dr. PK as she travels down there to Savannah. Just surround her and her car as she drives down there. Give her protection, but give her the peace and the strength. This is very hard for her, but Father, I know you will equip her to get through this time and to be there for the family. And I just thank you that everything that she's been concerned about that will be left here will run smoothly, and all of us will be lifting her up and calling her name out in prayer, just believing that the blessings of the Lord encampeth upon her. And I just thank you, Lord, for lifting up Minister Sharon. We speak healing to Mother Ethel from her allergic reaction, and as she takes that multi-plus, and we speak to her body and her system, that it will line up and perform and function, God. as she has been created. Thank you for allowing Mother Ethel to make it here, to be here. Now, devil, you will not steal not one more minute of her time or joy, her health and her peace. And, Father, we heard the prayer of a worshiper that we pray for the salvation of those who don't know you, that souls will be drawn to you, to the anointing, to destroy the yokes in their life. In the name of Jesus, it is about kingdom building. And we will never, as your ministers in the marketplace, remember our utmost commission and assignment is to spread the gospel, the good news, and that others will be drawn to you. So we thank you that during this conference, a true deliverance, Father, for some who've been faking and shaking and shacking saints coming around but not totally committed, that you will do what you need to do throughout this weekend, and especially in that service on Sunday, that we will feel a divine presence, a divine and supernatural encounter. Father, I just thank you for lives getting on point and on purpose with your will and doing it your way. In the name of Jesus, we speak virtue back into Bishop. And we thank you for that profound word that he's spoken to our hearts today. Praying, Father, Father, with a country and a society that has so devalued the role and the purpose of a father and a godly family of a man and a woman raising children to bring forth the legacy that glorifies you. I thank you this Father's Day weekend, and those who may not be natural fathers, but all the spiritual as well as fathers, natural fathers. We extol them. We lift them up. We speak words of appreciation unto their lives. And, Father, stir those up who've not been the kind of father that you would like to see all of us, all of them be, that you draw them back to their position in the lives of their children and others they influence, so that the good influence, the godly influence, will be poured into those lives of those that they affect. We thank you, Father, that even as this man of God is a bishop and has many responsibilities, Father, I thank you that he is that virtuous man, an example. So pour it back into his life, even as he takes time to come and spend with us at the Artist Empowerment Conference. Father, we thank you for Siobhan, for her traveling mercies, and she has arrived safely. And for those that are still coming, give her sweet rest today. And as she's asked for us to continue to pray for the traveling mercies of others, especially many we know that are driving, that are coming over the highways and the byways, we cancel every assignment of the enemy in the name of Jesus. And we dispatch the garrison of ministering angels to encamp around the car. We thank you for sweet fellowship, whether it's a plane, train, bus, car, however they're coming safely. They shall arrive. And Father, especially our dear sister Deborah, that she will have that safe flight today from New York here into Orlando. Father, we thank you that you declare to the heavens that a delay was not a denial. So we thank you for arranging the favor and you being faithful to get our sister here to us today. And now, Father, we come in complete concert for Kenan today for his job interview at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Father, you said the heart of the king was in your hand, and you turn it whichever way you will. I thank you for the favor of God being turned toward this young man of God. Father, I thank you that he is still being diligent to walk this process out. And Father, that today is the day we've been praying for, that he's done all he knows to do. He's trained and gone through the preparation of school, that you have the God-ordained place and law firm for him to be employed with. And this day, Father, I just thank you that you are answering a mother's prayer. And as we join in, as we lock in, as we come into agreement with our minister Willa for her seed, her son, that you will give him favor today on this interview. And we will hear the praise report, that this is the place, this is the platform that you will give him for his great skills and abilities to be used and point back to glorifying you in the name of Jesus. And for Jackie, a grandmother who has left her 19-year-old grandson with the car and the keys into the house. We thank you that he will have a godly disposition and a godly attitude, and his actions will be godly. And let him reverence that home belongs to the Lord, and no activities, nothing will be done that will cause any shame or confusion or loss while Jackie is away. But let this be a time of a divine encounter with you, Father. You spoke destiny on his name as Caleb. So I thank you that we call out Caleb's name, and that the presence of the Lord, a Holy Ghost arrest, where he will be in his presence this weekend, and that all will be well when she returns back to Indiana. And Father, I call out Jody's name. I thank you that I send the word of healing and health to her body in the name of Jesus and by the blood of Jesus, that we will be able to see our sister while we are down here. And for all those, Father, on this line and all those of the TMC family who are here, who are able to be here, Father, I thank you for the joy, the peace, the provision, and utmost your purpose being established in our lives, so that as we leave this call, we seal these prayer requests in the blood that never loses its power. We seal these prayer requests with the authority of the believer in the name of Jesus. We seal these prayer requests, lifting them up as a sweet-smelling savor in your nostrils, knowing that you're the God with the pog of faith. We send them that you hear and you answer prayer. And we seal them saying that it's already done, and we're just waiting for the victory, and we don't even wait till the victory. We shout now a thank you, Jesus, a praise you, Lord, a hallelujah to the King. So this weekend, as we walk out destiny, God, you be glorified. This weekend, for those of us here at this Artist Empowerment Conference, empower us with the greatness in you, Lord, lifting up the kings of artists, surrounded by the blood of Jesus. Father, the hard work, the hours, the weeks, the months that they've been in, putting in the finances to prepare for now, let us come in and receive and be blessed and encouraged. Father, I pray for traveling mercies for that plane with Anastasia and her team that arrived yesterday. Thank you for bringing them safely and returning them back to the islands safely. I just thank you, Father, for every family represented, every destiny that has been decreed and declared in the heavenlies. We seal this prayer knowing that you are more than able to do that Ephesians 3:20 that you're going to do in our lives, the exceeding, the abundant above what we've even asked or think. And as we have dreamed big, as we have believed big, and as we're praying to achieve big in you, Daddy God, thank you, thank you, thank you that it's already done. Now, Father, as we leave this call, we go out with the joy, the Jesus joy, as Minister LaShawn would say, in our hearts. And so we come together again. We give you and you alone the glory, the honor, and all of the praise. Amen. Amen and amen. Love each and every one of you so much. Have a blessed and a safe weekend until we see you some today and over the weekend, until we hear others of you on the call on Monday. Have a great anointed and appointed weekend. Bye-bye.
Conference is being recorded.